Did you notice the titles by which the Lord refers to himself in the passage? Allow me to reverse the order and share my outlook on his right to complete authority. He is God, the creator of heavens and the earth, the supreme author of all existence. He reigns over all, and in him all things exist. He is Lord, the master and the owner of all living creatures. He is the covenant maker and keeper. He is holy as Lord. He will never ask anything of us that is not right. He is perfect and undefiled. He is Redeemer, the one who bought us from sin's slave master so we could experience abundant life. He bought us to set us free. What, then, shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?